At the end of an extraordinary day of remembrance and pageantry for Queen Elizabeth II, the world witnessed a rare event televised for the first time, the Queen's coffin lowered into the royal crypt at Windsor Castle. Earlier in the day, world leaders, including President Biden, attended the Queen's state funeral at Westminster Abbey in London. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from Windsor. And Eleanor, talk about that moment, the coffin lowered into the crypt and the ceremony surrounding it.
Yeah, that was an amazing moment because, like you said, we had not seen it before. The last time a monarch died was Elizabeth's father, George VI, and that was in 1952, and it wasn't televised. And so alongside the coffin being lowered into the crypt, you saw these instruments of state that the Queen received back. I'm sorry, you can hear Heathrow Airport is not far from here, right. But she received back these, they called them instruments of state, that she had gotten on her coronation in 1953. So they took them back, and that was the orb, the scepter, and her crown. And they took them off her coffin and laid them on the altar. And also the Lord Chamberlain, who is the head of the Queen's household, he broke his wand in a ritual that shows the end of service to her, and he laid it on her coffin, you know, signifying that that's it. And so all of this was these old rituals on television for the first time, and it was very, very fascinating.
Now, remind us what Windsor meant to the Queen.
Yeah, you know, the Queen grew up at Windsor, basically. She spent her childhood here. She spent the war years here, World War II, and she gave her first speech during the war in 1940 as a 14-year-old, trying to encourage the children who were evacuated from London, and she and her sister Margaret waited out the war here. So that was her first speech. She rode horses here. She learned to ride at Windsor, and people say she rode into her 90s. She spent weekends here. It was said to be her favorite home. She was close to her family, and she could relax and take a break from royal duties. And also, you know, she's the fourth monarch of the House of Windsor. Her grandfather, George V, actually changed the family's name in 1917. He took on this very British name, Windsor. The castle was built by William the Conqueror, the first king of England. They had a very German name, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, and it was World War I, very much anti-German sentiment in Britain. So that's when the House of Windsor was born. So she has deep connection to this place.
The history is hard to get your head around sometimes. Listen, we've been reporting all day the thousands and thousands of people who were lining the streets trying to catch a glimpse. On the hearse as it arrived at the castle, you could see flowers that people had tossed from the side of the road. What was the scene like as the Queen was brought to Windsor Castle for the last time?
Yeah, it was an amazing scene because there's this place, it's called the Long Walk, and it's a 2.5-mile sort of avenue up through the trees and almost the forest surrounded by grass, and it leads to Windsor Castle. And since last night, thousands of people have just been coming out, and there were tens of thousands of people out to watch her hearse move up the avenue, and people talked about how much it meant. People became silent when that happened, and then they clapped when it went by. You know, she meant many things to many people, her duty, her service, people talked about that. But, you know, even people had more personal feelings. People said she felt like a member of the family because she's been around for so long. And I spoke to Lisa McCallion, and here's what she told me.
Yes, it's a state event, but also you can relate to the fact that, you know, she was a mother, she was a grandmother, she was a great-grandmother. She was a woman at the end of the day. She was, you know, she was human like the rest of us. And obviously when she came past, it was all of those things, all those emotions mixed up, but also that we just lost such an amazing sort of person, really.
Eleanor, what did we see of the royal family today and of the new king?
Well, we saw the new king exercising very different duties. He was at the forefront and all eyes were on him. You know, I talked to a lot of people, you know, it was all about the queen today, really thinking about her. And a lot of people did say that they had reservations about Charles, but they say he has surprised them and he has stepped into the role. And everyone admits that he has to be ready. He has had such a long, you know, apprenticeship. And so they're happy about it. They're ready for the change. And I think people are sort of like excited to say, God save the king. It's something new.
Yeah.
A few people said to me, he's sort of like a placeholder, though, because the real excitement will be when Prince William and Kate and their family come to the throne. many people told me, because they're hugely popular. At the same time, they said they didn't want it too soon for them because they wanted to give him time to spend with his family.
Well, this has also been a time of reflection, not only about the Queen, but about the British Empire and its colonial legacy, or what's left of it anyways, and what the future of the Commonwealth might be. What are you hearing from people? What are they saying about the Queen and the monarchy on this last day of official mourning for Elizabeth?
Well, I would say that people know that there may be difficult times looming for Britain. They know that these questions are out there. They know that things are being talked about. But today, really, you didn't hear people put the monarchy or the Commonwealth in question. It was all about the Queen. Sorry, there's a lot of circulation right now. They're cleaning up afterwards. It was all about the Queen, and it was a day for her, a day of unity. So it's like, you know, people know that it's coming, but it's not here yet. The monarchy is very strong on this day, and there was a lot of love for Queen Elizabeth and the monarchy today.
Well, that sound that we're listening to, I mean, that's why we have you there at Windsor at the moment. You're near Heathrow Airport. Did they hold the airplanes for the services today?
They did. They altered some schedules and canceled some flights because there are quite a lot over. So they did that, yes.
All right. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Windsor Castle. Thank you so much.
So good to be with you.